Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name?
My name is Judy Wright, and you're in the crime or fraud department with who? What company?
This is a third-party call center. We service over 400 different companies. Can I have your
Well,
zip
you
code?
have some really crooked ones, I tell you that.
Can I have your zip code?
It's 30620, ma'am. I am handicapped person, been in a terrible wreck, and these people are associated. I was calling about a company named Core that I ordered a watch from and paid for it. And this company that they're talking about for some kind of vacuum cleaner has already tried to hit me up before with something. And the bank said it was also under lifestyle wellness goals and under Bite Hub, and they're crooks, and they've got a block under those two names. Now I'm going to have to call Bank of America again and tell them that this is just a fraud again.
Okay, so have you already disputed any charges with your Bank America?
Yes, I got charged $68, the price of the watch that I picked out, $68.94. And it was on 1/24/2022.
Okay, and you said that zip code was 30620.
Yes, ma'am.
And repeat
I'm
that first
sorry.
name.
I'm sorry. I'm just upset.
Yes, ma'am,
I've
you're
been through
fine.
a
Repeat
lot.
that first
Okay.
name.
Judy, Judy.
And your last name?
Right, Wright.
Okay, I'm not pulling up anything for Judy Wright. Are you sure you were charged from this company?
I'm sorry, I was charged for a watch that I ordered from a company called KORE.
Okay, I'm not sure what that is.
It's a company name, Core. KORE is what was, and it had a watch for sale. And you could order extra bands and all this. I cannot afford it. I was in a wreck over a year ago and lost my ankle, have 18 surgeries. I put my ankle back up, and I'm trying to get a watch that works so I know what time it is to replace the one that went bad while I was in the hospital for over a year in the nursing home rehab. And your number is listed under the number that I got y'all. It's listed under that sale. I'm gonna have to
Okay,
head
and
back again because I'm
verify
sorry.
your email address. I mean, verify your shipping address.
It's my address here where I live is Gateway Gardens, and it's I have to get the number of the street because I haven't sent it. It's 138 Gateway Lane.
Is, do
In
you have a
Bethlehem, Georgia, 30620.
Okay, do you have another address you might have used?
No, that's the only address I use. That's the only place I live. I'm in
Okay.
assisted living in an apartment.
Okay, what's your what's do you have an email address that you normally use?
Atlanta.nurse@hotmail.com. I got it. Some kind of email with them trying to sell me something else, and I just deleted it because I wanted the watch. It was Core. This other company, my bank told me when I got somebody tried to make a charge on my account, they said that, and it was listed with a case number, but it was also, they looked it up, it says it's a company called Bite Hub and Lifestyle Wellness. Goes and they
Okay,
say,
did the agent you spoke with, ma'am, did they pull up anything for you?
they told me that they were sending me to you.
Okay, because I'm not
They
pulling
look
up
up
anything
stuff
for
and do
you.
that stuff.
Yeah, because I'm not pulling up anything for you.
Let me speak to a manager. If your fire department, yeah, if y'all don't fix this, you're going to be in trouble. because this is listing your telephone number and everything.
Okay.
In
well,
here.
I
so
am the supervisor here over the fire department, ma'am, and I am, trust me, I'm more than capable of handling the call.
You'll probably get more information to bill me more if you're not going to help
okay.
me.
Okay. Well, I haven't taken any. Excuse me, ma'am.
I just wanted to tell you something. I'm trying to get back in my phone. Go ahead and tell me, because it went down when you just when I was trying to talk.
Okay. Well, I'm not pulling up anything for a Judy Wright, ma'am. So the only thing I can tell you at this point is you would need to call your bank or credit card company back.
Well, hold on just a minute, because I want. If you're a supervisor, you're going to do something about this with y'all. Because if you give a hoot, your number is on this account that did this. Your phone number is listed in my bank account. Hold on one second. I'll pull it back up. It's right here. It's listed under CORE, K-O-R-E 2.0. On 123 purchase, and that was the watch company, the name on the watch company, and the phone number they use is 855-219-4892. That's what I dial for you.
Okay, do you have the first six and last four of the car that was charged?
The last four is 9992.
Okay, I need the first six as well.
Are you this company that's just taking my money and now you want more information? I'm scared to death. I don't have
okay.
a lot of money.
Well, ma'am, that is up to you if you want to provide me with the information or not. We can't make you
well,
provide
you
us with any information.
Can't find it with the last four numbers and my name?
No,
and my
ma'am.
Name?
That's what I explained to you before. I didn't pull up anything with that information.
What is your name?
My name is Sonia. Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Is that your phone number, Sonia?
Is what my phone number, ma'am?
Do what? The number that I've given you twice that I called to get in touch with you is listed under CORE. This is where I bought the watch purchase.
Okay.
And it says their phone number on my record is 855-219-4892.
Okay, our number is
855-419-4831,
ma'am.
Okay, that's what I dialed was this right here. How did it go to you?
Okay, I don't know, ma'am.
So what is your phone number there, Sonia? So if I get the bank, I'm going to tell them, this is the number I have. I talk with you, and you say you don't have an order, and I'm going to have to get the name of your company because it's going to be blocked.
Well, this is a third-party call center, ma'am. We service over 400 different companies.
You can't see anything with my name or number on it.
No, ma'am.
I mean, I can't believe that you won't even try to help me with this. You say,
well,
I
ma'am,
can't.
I've searched the system. I mean, it's not much more I can do.
Well, how did you give me one number if you serve all them people? Is that the only number you have?
That is correct.
And what? Wait a minute. Let me write this down again because I want to make sure. What is your number again? I'm comparing it with this one. There's this 855-219-4892. And it says New Jersey. And what's your number again?
It's the same thing except for the last two numbers are 3-1.
No, you said a different first three numbers or something too, didn't you?
No, ma'am. It's the same number except for the last.
Tell me.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am? I do need to move on to my next call.
I want you to give me that number before
it's the same number you gave me, ma'am, except for the last two digits R31.
And what state are you in?
We're located in San Diego, California.
And you have nothing on my name at all. Or for that
correct.
Time. But you got me another, you took the last four of my number. But you don't have anything. You want me to give you the whole number. Does that mean you can find out where it came from?
I didn't ask for your full credit card number, ma'am. I asked for the first six and the last four.
Could you mean you can find something with that? That's what I'm asking you.
If it comes in our system, ma'am, I can't give you a for sure answer.
Well, I gave you, I'll have to give the other card. I want to see if anything's in there because, and do you have a company by the name of Core?
Okay. Once again, ma'am, we service over 400 different companies. I can't tell you the name.
You could put in Core if that's one of your companies that would come up. I've been a manager before. You could pull up any of those companies.
Not all companies are the same, ma'am.
So you won't tell me if you have that company in your list of companies. The first four on this card is 4744. What is the name of your company?
Ma'am, you've asked me that over four times now. Once again, this is a third-party call center. We service over 400 different companies. And
but
I need the first
the
six. No, ma'am, we cannot do that. I need the first six digits of the card, not the first four, ma'am.
The what?
I need
the last four.
I need the first six. You gave me the first four.
Okay. 4744 75.
Okay. Once again, I'm not pulling up anything with that. So is there anything else I can help you with?
I just don't care about you. You should be more concerned that your company of 300,000, whatever you service, somebody there took an order and put your number down on it. So you've got the company. You're servicing bogus companies and hurting people like me.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, you haven't helped me. You won't help me. You won't try. There's got to be somebody else in that business that wants to know this. That
no, ma'am.
About.
I mean, it's nothing we can do, ma'am.
I mean,
I've searched with your zip code. I've searched with your first and last name. I've searched with the first six and last four of your card. If you're not coming up in our system, there's nothing anyone here can do for you, ma'am.
Well,
not just me.
They used your number to get away with fraud and so that we can't find them. But thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
You know, I hope that you are better to your family than you are to me as far as a senior, your mom and dad, because that's what people do to seniors that don't care about them. They don't care about trying to help or trying to find them. If your number wasn't associated with it, I couldn't say that. But it's on my bank account. They will get you. I'll tell them you're a third party that refused to even help me. And they'll probably help me. But you should help me because I'm interested in my watch and getting in that company, not in a fraud abuse, elderly fraud abuse. I'm not. And that's what's happening with this company you've got.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support.